Blog Talk Radio.
Is this the moment where I look you in the eye? Forgive my broken promise that you'll never see me cry. Everything, it will surely change, even if I tell you I won't go away today. Will you think that you're all alone when no one's there to hold your hand? When all you know seems so far away and everything is temporary, rest your head. So I ask, oh God, is there some way for me to take his place?
Music on demand.
And when they say it's so touch and go, I wish I could make it go.
To Journey into the Light. I'm your host, Michael Long. I haven't played that song in a long time. It was from David Cook. He was one of the early winners of American Idol called Permanently. And I used to play that song all the time on my show whenever the show started. Because you have to remember, when my show first started, we were focused mainly on mediumship. So people who have had loved ones who have died and passed, going through the grieving stage, we were here for them on most shows, is what our focus was. Great song there. So we are live, and our next guest coming up now, Sonic Nova, psychic medium, healer, remote viewer, all that good stuff. And she's going to be taking your phone calls here on Journey into the Light. So all you have to do is dial on in, 347-884-8245, and press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? Chat room is open. You can hop on in there as well. Next hour will be medium Michelle Fletcher to finish off the night on our 9 o'clock show. And so I hope you stay with us for the next 2 hours here on the show. If you're new to Journey into Light, make sure you click on the follow button. It's located at the top left of the screen. This way you can go ahead and get updates. You'll get an email 15 minutes before the show starts, because we have daily shows, and we do about 3 to about 5, 6 hours a day of different guests all around the world. So, and we take your calls throughout. So, definitely want to be part of that. And if you're not already part of my Facebook, send me your friend request. Let me know you're part of the show so I can add you. Okay, I posted all my guest information there and a lot more. So I think you'll like it. And so there you go. Alrighty. So I think we got everything there. Again, the number to call on in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, and let's go to the phone lines then. And let's bring in our guest, Sonic Nova, to the show. Welcome back, Sonic.
Hey, Peter. Hey, Mike. How are you?
Okay. How are you doing?
Great. Super busy girl, but doing great. Thanks.
I have a feeling you're out and about.
No, actually, so. I'm home. I'm actually home. It's been a busy day today. It's just been a really busy day running a supplement business and running a life coaching business and, you know, all the things that I do here and running a common law business. So it's been, you know, kind of busy. Other than that, everything's great.
Oh, great. Do a lot of great things for people. So, so what is the topic you would like to speak about today before we go to the phone lines?
Well, I want to talk about this topic, and I think it's something really important that we all need to address, and that is I actually went to see Michael Tellinger last night, and I want to promote what he's doing, the Ubuntu movement. And if you guys don't know who Michael Tellinger is, you can go look him up on YouTube. He's doing a whole tour here in the States. He's doing the Origins tour. I want to take a look at it so I can tell you guys. So if he comes into your part of the world, you should go see him. Michael Tellinger Hidden Origins Tour 2017 is what it's called. So you can go online and find it. And it was pretty awesome because he covered a vast array from beginning to end. The one that we did, it was like a 3.5-4 hour talk, and he talked about our origins, our real origins, not the fake origins, of how civilization started on planet Earth. And so I just want to give a new perspective to people that are kind of maybe not awake yet, you know, because that's, I feel like I'm, you know, what they call bringers of the light. I'm one of those beings that have manifested in physical form in a human body, awakening humanity, the people that have the ears to hear and the eyes to see and that are awakening, are those who I'm talking to that I'd like to share Michael Tellinger's work. And he's created an Ubuntu movement where he's looking to see if people can gather in a small town and come together and build a society, obviously, where you donate 3 hours of your time, and in return you get free services. And I'm talking about electricity. Eventually, what you would end up having is a house to live in, food. Everything is provided for people that do this and build a community based on that. And he has a whole movement where 1/3 of the money, they'll make 10 times 1,000-fold more than the corporations, because they'll get volunteers to volunteer their time, and eventually those volunteers will get paid for their time. And not eventually, like years, I'm talking months. So check out Ubuntu Movement, and I'll spell it out, U-B-U-N-T-U, Ubuntu Movement. And that's part of what Michael Tellinger has brought to all of us, is this visionary that's bringing in a new world where, you know, where we, you know, if we do this and it spreads like wildfire, we can get rid of the corporations, we can get rid of all of the suppression on the planet. He talks about this planet has been from its inception of human beings, you and me, a slave planet, and that we live in a slave planet, and that we are so programmed to be slaves. So he takes a lot of the fogginess and a lot of the perceptions that people have been taught in school, and he covers the whole gamut, by the way. He covers it from educational all the way to religion. I mean, the full spectrum, and I think it's something worth, you know, worth watching him and seeing his videos and see if he resonates with you, because he is bringing a new dynamic to the planet that I think could really heal the planet. That's why I'm bringing it up, Mike, you know, so that you don't have situations like the homeless people that you're talking about that you're supporting. Because if those homeless people had a small town that they could contribute 3 hours to very quickly, they would not be homeless anymore and they'd have a ton of money to play with. So it's a solution. You know, it's one solution. I'm not saying it's the only solution. It's just one solution that's out there for people that want to create a new reality for themselves. So that's what I wanted to kind of share with everybody about.
Okay,
that's
well,
a pretty
great.
Cool option.
Yeah, I haven't heard about that before, so.
You never have, cool. Mike?
No,
are
I haven't heard
serious?
About him. Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh, my God, where have you
across
been?
My way. I've been right here. People send
You've been
me
too
stuff
busy doing radio shows.
No, but I mean, that's funny. But people send me stuff, or people propose to come on my show, or this one, or the LA show, and, you know, and I just have never, no one has sent me any material on him, so. I don't know
well, I'll
about
text it.
It
to you. I'll send you a copy of
yeah.
what was texted to me, and you can check him out. But I think he truly is a visionary, and his vision is to have a world without money in the end. That this, obviously, initially we have to use money because we live on a slave planet where we've been forced to use money, you know, to do what we do and live. And what his whole ideology is, and it could take 100 years for this seed to finally make roots and have trees everywhere. But his ideology, and I agree with him, is that if we create small, like, you know, in the ancient times where we were tribal and there was 20, 30 people or 100 people in the tribe, and we all contributed to the tribe and we all had our best interest in the tribe thriving, because if several people in the tribe got sick, you know, there was people that couldn't generate the things that they did. Like maybe somebody made tortillas, you know, and somebody, you know, was making poles for teepees, you know, a variety of different things. That society was much healthier than what we live in today. And so it's kind of getting back to the grassroots of that, but even more so like doing it with, you know, technology and all the stuff that we have now, and creating cottage industries that are successful. So he's going to be in Dallas meeting with inventors, and he has conscious investors that we could bring in new technologies that could change the whole paradigm on the planet. He even showed a video these guys have created in a college. I mean, this was mind-blowing stuff, Mike. In a college, I think their junior college or something like that, they created this machine that can like make a fire go away in 30 seconds, 20, 30 seconds in your kitchen or even larger. And I don't understand why we don't have that out there already, you know. So that's the kind of stuff that he, with investors, is going to be funding in Dallas for people that are, you know, inventors of different new technologies that could really serve the planet, you know. And those technologies will be put in these small communities that are going to build. And, of course, once a community takes off like that, right, if we have maybe 100 people that participate, and then word starts to spread, hey, you don't have to leave your job. Just spend 3 hours a week. That's all they ask for is 3 hours a week. I can find 3 hours a week, and I'm a super busy entrepreneur, okay? You know, to put into the community, this community, and then get paid back and get maybe my electricity to be paid, you know, my services in my house, you know, get shelter, get food from the community and the cottage industries that are created in that community. And then his whole idea is that you share one-third goes to the investors, one-third goes to new cottage industries to be reinvested, and the other one-third goes to the people that participated in it. And pretty soon you're going to have way more money, you know, than people, you know, were expecting. And if that starts to happen pretty soon, if there's abundance everywhere and there's no lack of limitation, we start believing in money and money goes away. And we just do what we love to do because it helps the community and we get services back in return. Because in the end, isn't it true that that's really what we're paying for? We're paying for services. We're paying for something to shelter us, a roof over our heads. Dyslexia, I usually say, a head over our roofs. You know, a roof over our heads, food on the table to eat, you know, our electricity, whatever is generating power in our house to be generated so that we could have night and day and so that we could rest. All these things that we actually have to pay for by working our little tails off. You know, and then we have these government agents and these bureaucrats that are raping and pillaging everybody. I'm just going to put it plainly because that is what's going on, you know, and taxing people to death, you know, and you're not seeing a dime of that. That's supposed to go back to the community, and instead it's being pilfered off, and they're buying the mansions. They're creating beautiful, you know, rich lifestyles of the rich and famous while everybody else is working as slaves for them. And I really think it's time for that to end on planet Earth. I really am sick of this paradigm. I know you are, and I know you would agree with me, Mike, because I hear you talking about your mission every day. You know, that I come here every Tuesday about the people that you're helping that are homeless, and this would resolve the homeless situation completely. Like within months, these homeless people that would donate three hours of their time would end up with shelter, food, money, and a new life. So definitely check it out, Mike. You know,
okay.
I think there's a lot of things
so where
that
can people
can
find
about.
That more information about? Are these can people get involved in any city? Or are these like in certain
yes,
cities?
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Any
city in yeah. So Ubuntu. So you can go. I'm gonna check it out right now. I'm gonna type it on my computer. Ubuntu. Let's see. Ubuntu movement. Or, and it'll come up. Let's see, Ubuntu Movement, Ubuntu Planet. So it's called UbuntuPlanet.org, and that's Michael Tellinger's. So if you go to UBUNTOTU Planet, just type that or Ubuntu Movement on Google, you'll find it.
Okay, spell that for us one more time.
U as in under, B as in boy, U as in under, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, U as in under, and you could put Ubuntu Movement. And it has the video, it has all the information, it has, you know, he's actually on Facebook, you know, and it says join Ubuntu Movement. And I'm asking people just to join, you know. To join this movement, and there's different people organizing things in their towns. This is a self-propelling thing that we, the people, are doing. Okay? It's not something that, you know, and he's working with government. You know, he's not working against them. I mean, this is pretty amazing. I'm glad I shared it with you guys. So it's Ubuntu Planet.
Okay. I've got it up here. So... Okay, great.
Yep.
I'll look into that there. And, yeah.
And maybe you could post a link for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People should really look into this.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Well,
it's
that gets
it out there
for sure.
We the people that make the change.
Exactly. Because,
right?
You know, we got to do something different because, you know, we, as I say about the homeless mission, you know, I am the voice for them because you definitely can't count on the people in Washington, D.C. They're for the rich and the powerful.
Nope.
They're not for the average person.
Nope.
That's for sure.
No. It, originally, Mike, they were. Originally, they were supposed to be our servants. They were supposed to serve us. And we got lazy, and we depended on the nanny state. And when that happened, they took control of this country, and now they're just raping and pillaging everybody because we've let them. You know, we as a society have let them and have said, we're not saying no to them. And people are afraid to say no to them because they have the guns. They have the weapons. You know? So this is a nonviolent way to change things. And it's a, you know, nonviolent, kind of like what Gandhi did. You know, it's like your resistance is nonviolent and non-intrusive and non, you know, you're not throwing things at them. You're just changing the dynamic. And what he's doing is he's doing an Aikido move, you know, if people know what Aikido is. You know, it's a martial arts where you use the other person's energy to flip them down to the ground. Well, he's doing that with the Ubuntu movement, you know, and people getting involved and doing, and I highly recommend that you get involved, Mike, you know, and you become a part of this. And I don't know, maybe you can interview him on your LA talk radio, you know, and have him, he's a busy guy, he's super busy. And, you know, with a lot of different people that are in the alternative, you know, living community and people that are, you know, spiritual and awake, he's a well-known person, you know, personage, I should say. You know, he's a well-known guy. He ran for president in South Africa. You know, he's done a lot of really innovative things, and I think it would be good for, I hope you guys take action and go and join the Ubuntu Planet community and start doing things like this in your hometown and changing our reality.
Okay, very good. All right, well, we got that on there. So let's go to the phones here and see what the questions are for Sonic Nova. So call on in, press the 1 on your phone, and we're going to go to our first caller here, area code 630. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from? Are you there?
They are, but we can't hear them.
630, we can't hear you. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
There you
Hi.
Go.
Hi. Hi there.
Hi. Can we get your first name?
Lisa from the Midwest.
Okay. Welcome,
Hi,
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How can I help you today?
Okay, so can we ask like a general question, or what do you
actually, it's better if you ask a specific question, because we don't, you know, obviously I can't take up the whole show with you. So if you have a specific question you'd like to ask me that I could answer, I'd love to do that.
Okay.
So I could spend 5, maybe 10 minutes with you.
Right.
That would
I
be great.
I didn't expect to take up the whole show or more than 5 to 10 minutes.
No, of course
thank
not.
You.
But
yeah.
But yeah, when people ask general questions, you know, it leads
mm-hmm.
into a long-winded question. That's
oh,
why I was
okay.
saying that.
Yeah, I didn't know what
or
you meant.
Answer.
Okay, so
sure.
That's no problem. So yes, I just wondered, like, so my parents' estate is settling, and there's been
okay.
a lot of problems, and
mm-hmm.
I have two crazy sisters. So
right.
there's been a lot going on with them, not me, but them.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if you see that settling this year or next year, or you know, about when, and if
well,
it'll be
the problem,
a good you know, outcome.
It, obviously, you know what the problem is, right? There's greed.
Exactly.
The greed bug.
Yeah.
You know, the greed bug is between your two sisters. You really, you know, are not like that, but they are, and they're fighting it out.
I know, but it's whittling away at my small portion. I'm not as affected. I mean, but I am in a way because my portion's small.
Right.
And one
right.
sister is like a millionaire, you know, so she
wow.
doesn't care. She's not getting much.
Right.
So she'd rather just
right.
charge it to the estate. So what do you think? Like, how long do you think before... You know, because at a certain point, things are, you
yeah,
know, they're being
decided. Yeah, at a certain
decided.
Point, there's no more money left because it's been eaten by all the attorneys, and that's what they do anyways.
There's no,
right?
there's a lot of court dates, and they're not. It's not all going to be eaten. That's not the case, I don't believe.
Of
but
course.
There's a lot of court dates coming up, and so I'm
okay.
just wondering if you see it being this year or more like next year, early next year, being settled, or what you see.
Well, let me tell you what I see, and then we'll know better what is going on.
I mean, you see all the money being eaten up? Is that what you're telling me?
No. I don't see all the money being eaten up, and I do have a solution for you if it was eaten up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could go after the person that caused you harm and trespass. You know, your older sister that doesn't give a damn, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
But, yeah, you could actually. So what I see more is that there's going to be delays this whole year. And that early part of next year, you'll finally get a small stipend.
So you think it's going to be over next year?
Yes, it will be.
And you think my amount's going to be very different than what it is now, or it'll just be what it was?
It, you know,
because I'm not that affected by it, like,
right?
You know, the money wise, it's the major portion is not really coming from me, but
right.
I'm just wondering.
It's coming from the estate, right?
It's from different things. It's not me. It's more some other family members. So. I mean, just like even a little bit to be taken out hurts me, though. So do you see it being affected a lot for me or a little
bit? See, that's what I see, is I see that it is going to be affected because the grubby little hands are going to get in there and take some of the principal, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's going to take it away from you. That's how I'm going to put it.
So what percent do you think is going to be taken away from me? If,
about
20%.
I mean, 20% out of 100 if somebody doesn't
mm-hmm.
put a stop and a block to it,
mm-hmm.
you know? Yep,
well,
that's what I see.
So
yeah.
You think about 20% might be whittled away?
Yep.
For me, 20%.
Yes, that is correct. I'm reading for you,
okay.
not for anybody else.
So
for you,
so
out of the total
of
amount... okay.
You know, and I'd say my portion's 100%. You're seeing 20% of that 100% being whittled away.
That is correct.
One
yes,
fifth.
That's correct. You got
so
it.
Let me ask you another question. So what month do you see this whole thing ending? And then you see, like, do you see more like the payout happening all at once? Or do you think I'll get, because there's a possibility that I get a total payout on my father's estate portion. There's two different
uh-huh.
estates.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think I've requested that from the bank? After July, do you see me being able to get that?
You will.
Because if my
you
sister
will get
didn't
the
file something.
On your father, let's stop. Okay, please stop. One thing at a time, okay? Please. So I can
okay.
answer each question that you're asking me, because you're asking me a lot of
yeah,
questions.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting nervous.
Okay?
Yeah.
You are. Okay, so okay. let's slow down. Let's take a deep breath, okay?
Yeah.
Great. You've already put your request in with the bank. They're going to honor your request once the case is closed and once they do the disbursement for your dad's account. Okay?
Do you see that happening after July? Because we have to wait if my sister filed a lawsuit on my dad's estate. And I'm
right.
not thinking she's going to. Do you think I'll get it then in August, or do you think there might be
yeah,
delays?
Yeah, I think you'll get it in August. I do see that, you know, there's not much there for her to fight about.
For
so,
dad's estate, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For your dad's estate, exactly.
It's interesting how you kind of see things. Like, you are seeing them realistically. It's weird. And then...
Yeah, it is weird, isn't it?
I'm the only one that's going to actually get a payout. All the others are on different terms than me. So it's kind of interesting.
Okay.
So my dad's
yep.
portion, they'll honor. Like, does the bank care, or are they just scared about lawsuits?
No. The bank has to follow the court's ruling. They have
yeah.
to. They can't.
Do they care about
not...
me, though? Because they always say, like, you think we work for you, Lisa, and we don't. But they seem
uh-huh.
to be doing what I need because I can't afford a lawyer.
Right. They don't really care about you, I'm going to be honest. They care about what the court tells them to do. Okay.
They're scared for a lawsuit or whatever.
What's that?
They would be scared about a lawsuit. They know I'm serious.
Yeah, they
about
would
everything.
Be scared of a lawsuit, and they know you can't sue them, so they're not worried about you. They're more worried about, you know, if a judge makes a ruling, and that's what you're going through right now, right? Once he makes a ruling and you get the final ruling in July, they have to honor that. Do you understand? So if you get sent that document, you take it to the bank and you go, here, I need my money, and they'll pay you. That's how simple it's going to be.
Okay. And we got to leave it there because we got to get you more callers. But we do thank you for your call. And if you'd like more, I would advise you to contact Sonic for a full reading. And all of her contact information is on the show page, sonicnova.net. And the phone number is 702-448-6051. For a private reading with Sonic, 702-448-6051. We can only do mini readings as we got a lot of callers that want to get in also. So let's honor that. And let's go to Georgia next. 770, welcome. Can we get your first name, please?
Sandy. Hello.
Hi, Sandy. Hi. How can I help you today?
I'm looking for a paper that is real important, and it's 25%, 75% beneficiary.
Okay, you're looking for a paper you're a beneficiary of. You're talking about a legal document, right?
Right.
Okay, and I need more detail so I can remote view for you and see where it's kind of located. So is it a document that you had in your house, or is it something that was elsewhere, Sandy?
It was probably in my dad's place, and I may have picked it up and brought it back to my apartment. But my brother may have it. I don't know, and it's real important. I'm 25%, and my brother's 75%. If it really got signed.
Right. So first of all, we got to find out where this document is. If you have it, is it at your house? No, your brother has it, and that was my intuition.
Okay.
Second question is, was it signed, correct, by your dad?
Right.
Okay.
My dad and my mom. No.
Somebody didn't sign it. Somebody didn't sign it, didn't agree with it.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Okay.
They told your brother,
We
don't agree with these terms. You know, we know you're taking care of us, but it's like we're of sound mind, and this is absolutely unfair. So one of your parents, I'm not sure if it was your dad or your mom, didn't agree with it and said, absolutely not, we're not signing this agreement. So without their signature, it's useless unless he forges it.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I have a feeling your brother is kind of like that.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I don't think I'm missing the mark there. He's a very greedy man. Can I make a recommendation for you?
Right.
I mean, this is why you're calling, right? To get a solution, okay? Forget about that document. You need to put a document together that's a 50-50, because that's what your parents are more comfortable with when they pass, a 50-50 split, okay?
Yeah.
That they would be happy to sign, both of them, and then you enter it into public. I'm not done yet. You enter it into the public record, okay?
Right.
So somehow you either put it at your local courthouse, you go to the recorder's office, and you file it as public record that this is part of their trust and estate. You know, and once you do that, you put it in, you don't tell your brother, okay? We're going to be kind of sneaky here. I hate to do this, but your brother is dangerous. You're going to put it in the paper after you put it into public record at the courthouse. Okay, and you're going to put a time frame on that document that your parents signed for any rebuttals, okay? And you're going to put it in the local paper under, you're going to put it under legal notices, okay, is where I would put it, you know, that this has been entered into the record, into the public record, and the person, anybody that could contest the estate has 5-10 days to do that, and if they don't get the newspaper, if they didn't read it, not your problem, you know. Now it's legal, and that can't be changed. The only way it could be changed is if your brother takes control of your parents and says that they're not capable of taking care of themselves, they're senile, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, well, what I'm doing is this. My mom passed last July, and I'm in the process of getting conservator and guardianship.
Great.
And I'm getting all these documents together. I found that the trust that
family trust, right? That your dad put together is what I saw.
Yeah. And I called the people at the trust office, and they sent me that document showing that it had not been signed and it had not been sent back to them. It has to be notarized and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. I've got all kinds of documentation. I will get the guardianship and conservatorship. I wish I didn't have to do that, but it's
no,
what
you
I have
to
do.
Actually. And at the same time, what I told you to do would be best. I don't want to take any more time up here because I know there's a ton of people waiting to talk to me. But what I'm going to recommend is that you contact me. And my partner, Chris, you know, he is not an attorney, but he knows a lot about common law and can help you set this straight and set the record straight and put everything so that it is a fair, you know, the trust is divided fairly so that there's no foul play. Okay.
Yeah, because
so it is
50-50. Yeah,
okay.
You know.
I thought so. I saw that. I totally saw that. So I want you to do this. Please contact me, okay? You can contact me on my website, Sonic Nova. Leave me a message there, and I'll have my partner get a hold of you and talk to you and give you some advice on what you can do, okay?
Okay.
To
and we do have
your trust.
Yeah,
I know.
And that's I'm just saying to the caller. We do have the link on the show page for Sonic. You can reach her at sonicnova.net. Or if you'd rather call her, here's the phone number if you want to jot it down. This is for everybody. It is 702-448-6051. 702-448-6051. All that information is right on the show page. You can't miss it. Sonic gives out a lot of information on the show, but we got to help others too. So hopefully everybody understands, because the folks who are holding are very glad we're moving on so we can get to them. I guarantee you that. Area code 845. Welcome. Thanks for calling in. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
Hello, Lucy from New York. Hi.
Hi, Lucy. How can I
How
help
you
today? Good, thank you.
Yeah, hi. In regards to where I work, what you see, me working there for how long?
Can you please tell me the name of the company you're working for, Lucy?
Anton?
WellPoint?
Uh-huh. WellPoint?
What is it?
Saint Tourist Company. Anton? Blue Cross Blue Shield is well known by different names.
Okay.
I work for Anton, A-N-T-A-E-M.
Okay. And you want to know if you're going to be there long term, right?
I am long term, but I want to know what you see. You see me there, you see me being promoted, or you see me doing something else?
All right, 845.
Sorry,
your phone
about
died.
Yeah. Oh. Yikes. Next person, then, and if she calls back, we'll deal. You know,
yeah.
We'll deal with that person. Yep.
Ooh, my poor ears.
Mine too. Ouch.
Yeah. Couldn't get to the line fast enough.
I know.
Let's go. It feels like we're sitting on a voltage meter. You know. It's,
Yeah, that was unbelievable, huh? Wow.
Yeah. Let's go to Massachusetts and bring in Kathleen to the show.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Sonic.
Hi,
how are you?
Good. How are
you? I have a mediumship question, which I've never asked any medium at all about this person.
Why? Can I ask you why?
Because he's been coming up in my mind lately.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I have to tell you, I had the biggest crush on him. Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, okay,
okay,
here we go. Laugh out loud.
No.
I'm teasing. But his name is John, J-O-H-N.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
he is the spitting image of Alan Alda from MASH.
Oh, wow.
And he was my son's godfather. And
okay.
I met him while I was dating my husband, you know,
oh, wow.
when we first started dating, you know.
Right, right. And you want to communicate with him is what you...
Yeah,
and we'll have
John.
To do a real short thing here, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I know.
So
but I
I'll
saw
probably only be able to give you a little bit of info, you know, and I'll be the in-between person once I connect to him. But then afterwards, if you want a full reading, definitely contact me directly.
Okay.
Because he's got a ton of information to talk to you about. That's why I'm saying that. Okay? And I won't be able to...
If he ever had
yeah.
a thing for me, I have to be honest.
Yes.
That's my question.
Yes, absolutely.
He did?
He did. Mm-hmm.
But
he did not want to interfere. He did not want to interfere because you were engaged. I'll put it that way. He was a gentleman.
Yeah, when I first met him, though, I wasn't engaged yet. I was just
no, I
dating.
Mean you were with someone. You were dating
okay.
someone.
Okay.
You were engaged. You were in a relationship dating somebody. Okay?
Yeah.
That's, yeah. So that's what he's saying is that you were dating somebody and he wasn't going to interfere. But yes, he had a big crush on you.
But I never saw him with a woman, a date, and I always wondered about... You know, if he was gay, which is fine, I don't care,
mm-hmm.
or what
mm-hmm.
do they call it, asexual? I'm not really sure what that means, like you don't care about sex? Is that what that means?
Yeah, asexual means that you were not really into having sexual intercourse with male or female.
Was he like
and
that?
What I, he was more like that. I don't get, like, let me ask him if he... He said no. He was just more like asexual. Didn't have a very strong sex drive is what he's sharing with me, but he would prefer women over men, for sure.
Yeah, we had him over for dinner several times. We were always good friends. But I always
uh-huh.
found... that he connected with me more than my husband, even though
uh-huh.
they both lived at the same apartment complex before we got married.
Uh-huh.
And as a matter of fact, when I was pregnant with my first one, and he's the godfather
uh-huh.
of my
right.
first one, he brought me to his mother's house, and it was a long drive, and he introduced
uh-huh.
me as his girlfriend.
Wow.
And I said,
so
oh,
cute.
Don't you listen to him, you know.
Uh-huh.
But that's why I always, and I was so tempted one time to
mm-hmm.
tell him my feelings, but then I was afraid, because I knew my husband didn't love me.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
sad.
I was, yeah, but I was afraid to say anything to ruin anything.
Mm-hmm.
But does he have a message for me? He died a horrible death.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he was only in his 50s.
Right. Yeah, that's what I saw. He was pretty young when he passed. And he just said, this world was not for me. So regardless
really?
Of how I died, I almost feel like I didn't belong in this world of yours that you live in now. That's what he's saying.
Wow. Well, I hope
yep.
I see him in the next life. And I know you've
yeah.
got other people waiting But I do hope I find him in the next life.
Well, maybe you'll find him when you leave your body and you move on.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
It's possible that you'll find him there.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, honey.
You got it. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. And we're going to go to the next caller up. And remember, the top of the hour, Media Michelle Fletcher will be here. Let's go to area code 501. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, it's Lenora in Arkansas.
Hi, Lenora. How are you?
Hi. I'm wonderful. And you all?
Great. I'm doing great, too. Thanks. How can I help you this evening, Lenora?
I have a question. My job has been pretty toxic, and we're having a change in leadership, which we're all excited about, organizational change. Is this going to be a good one or a bad one? It's my question. Right now, everybody's excited, and we're hoping that the momentum stays.
Yeah.
And I want to know if it stays, which is great. I'll do energy healing and life coaching on the side, or should I ramp up my business?
Can I suggest something to you?
Absolutely.
There's always going to be office politics poo-poo.
Okay. Gotcha.
Sorry,
gotcha.
Doo-doo. And it would be really great for you to actually be self-reliant as opposed to relying on a large corporation, because there's always going to be political stuff going on.
Okay.
And I do see that the person that's coming in is going to make some good changes, but again, you know, there are also going to be things that are not going to be very tasteful to any of you. Okay?
Okay.
And I think it would be wise for you to actually start, you know, if you're doing a life coaching business, it would be really wise for you to continue on that path, because right now there's a lot of people in pain that you can help.
Oh, my God, you. Okay, gotcha.
You know? So I think that would be really smart for you to do that.
Okay. Got it. Do you see any promotions, if asking?
Where you are currently?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Because we do have some vacant upper positions, but I just wanted to know if you thought that I would have any.
Yeah, I see that, you know, okay, so, and I probably can't answer any more questions than this, so if you have more questions, please call me.
No problem.
Or send me something, and I'll do a private long reading for you.
Thank you.
But what I see is that there's definitely three people, and you're one of the three people that they're looking to promote. That's what I can tell
cool.
you.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Appreciate you.
All right. You got it.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Take care, Lamarla. All right. All righty. Let's go here and let's take one more call. 708 should be Illinois. Can we get your first name?
Hi, it's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Good. I'm going through some things at work right now. Something actually happened Friday, and I was just wondering if there's anything that you see. If you need me to give you more details, I can. But
I'm tuning in, by the way. When I become quiet like that, it's because I'm tuning into the situation, so it's not like I'm ignoring. You know, the immediate sense that I got that some pretty heavy-duty stuff happened on Friday at work, and there was a little bit of a, like, shake-up. And they're trying to sort it out. Let me put it that way. The managers there are trying to sort it out. They do feel like you're not responsible. A lot of blame was put on you, by the way, okay, by other people that were instigating this, right?
Yes.
I'm saying this correctly.
Yes.
And what I see is that your managers, one of them, actually, it's really interesting. One of the managers was observing the whole situation as it was going down, and they find they've been trying to trap the instigator because this person has been creating all kinds of problems, not in that department and in other things that have been going on. Mm-hmm. So they needed to catch this person. So you don't have to worry about it. You're not on the hot seat. Let me put it that way.
But I was suspended.
You were
suspended.
Investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay. Ay, ay, ay.
And it's true. You said that, you know, it's not my fault. I'm innocent. It's actually slander with defamation of character.
Right. I get that. And I get that this, you know, one of the managers, they had to suspend you in a way, you know, pending investigation because that's their... That's what they do, you know, no matter who you are. So it's not because you're guilty of something. You're innocent, and that's what they're in the process of uncovering, and they have to prove and verify. I guess the person that instigated this has been there for a while. Is that right? Am I seeing this right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's why they have to do it this way, because there's legal ramifications. And they don't want to be sued by this person, so they have to have all their ducks in a row, if that makes sense.
But they just promoted her to a new position.
Okay.
And it was after the promotion to this new position, she basically said that I tried to sabotage her job, which was a lie, because I have nothing to do with her department.
Right. So I don't see this faring well for her. Let me put it that way.
Okay. All right.
So I see that they're going to investigate this, and it is going to feel like you're the one that they're going to hang, you know, on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to put it that way, but I have to, you know, because that's the sense that I get from you. But in the end, the repercussions are going to be on her.
Okay.
Not on you.
Okay.
So I would just hang in there. Pending the investigation, how long are you supposed to be not able to go to work?
Well, until I get the phone call, and today they said they're looking at closing it up by Thursday, but they sent me home Friday. I've been home Friday, Monday, today.
Okay. So probably by next week you'll be able to go back to work, and I think what they're going to do is separate you completely from that person so that you guys don't have anything to do with each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're working on doing.
Mm-hmm. Even though I didn't do anything, and this is all hearsay.
Even though you did, yeah. Because they feel like the problem is between the two of you, you know. So best thing is to separate you both and for neither of you to have any communication or have any interactions with each other. And that's what they're hoping is at first that it's just going to dissipate and go away, you know, and that there'll be no more of this, you know. But actually, you're in the right, and you could actually file a lawsuit against the company, but you would lose your job, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I've been pondering, is do I really need to get a lawyer? And they released personal and confidential information to an employee, their HR did, and they called me and said, oh, I heard you're suspended. I'm like, who told you that? You know, they're not supposed to release that. And
that's right.
There's a lot that I can do, but I don't have the money to get a lawyer.
Yeah, and that's part of and a lawyer is not – I mean, there are lawyers that are employee lawyers that handle this stuff, and then they take a portion of it, and if they think they have a strong enough case, they'll take it, and they'll take 30% and give you the rest. Two outcomes from that could possibly occur. One is you end up with no job, and you have to go find another job. Secondly, if you try to go get a job with a big corporation, because these corporations talk to each other, they'll know and they won't want to hire you. So, not a good outcome, you know, unfortunately. They have the upper hand there. So, to me, it's like I would use this as a last resource.
Yeah.
Getting an attorney and doing all this with this company would be a last resource. Your best resource, my feeling, I got to be honest with you, is I'd be looking for another job with a company that you're better suited with, that they're not going to do this crap. Because
yeah, and
this
I have
happened to a lot of people there. What's that?
Yeah, it has. I have been looking, and yeah, it has. They're very unfair to a lot of people.
They are. They're extremely unfair, and that's why I'm saying you need to find a company that you're, you know, both of you that are happy with each other and not have lawsuits and shit, because when you have that, people don't want to hire you because they think you're trouble. That's why.
Right.
You know, so that's why I'm saying it's better for you to just peel out of there and go, you know, get another job, go to job, you know, the people that hunt for jobs, you know, sign up with those kind of people. Hang in there till you get a new job. And when you get a new job, just give them notice and leave. You don't even have to give 2 weeks notice. Go, I'm leaving. You guys are jerks and I don't need to hang around and I'm not giving you. You didn't give us 2 weeks notice. And you go, yeah, that's what you get when you treat people like you treated me.
Yeah, right.
Right? That's where you get your revenge. But get yourself another job is what I'm going to say, seriously.
Yeah.
That would be your best outcome and less stress, less everything.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you very much. Thank you so much.
You got it. You're so welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye. I guess this is the end, huh, Mike, of the show?
Yeah, that's the end. That's the end of the show, the end of the book. All right.
Yeah, I have
a
client in 5 minutes, so
yeah.
Let's wrap it up. Have a great week, everybody.
Skidoodle.
I'll see you next week, Mike.
Yes.
And, you know, follow the Ubuntu movement. There's a lot of things going on there, lots of local groups and people to join and get together with and show your skills and passions.
Right.
And, you know, maybe you can share this with your homeless people and help them out that way, Mike.
Great. We'll check it out. So, all right. Have a great week, Sonic. See you next
you
week.
Too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. All right. Bye.
All right, everybody. Redial. We got one more hour left. We have my good friend and a fabulous medium Michelle Fletcher, coming up the next hour. And we dedicate the next hour and our only show to the homeless mission and talking about that more. And everybody redial, and we'll see you guys in less than a couple minutes.